Hi, everybody, and a very warm welcome back here for another little Monday bite-sized political podcast from yours truly. Hope you enjoy this, as always, sponsored by my good friends at quantumhypno.co.uk, link below. And if you enjoy my work, of course, you can buy me coffee to support all these podcasts, link below for that as well. Now, as you know, there will be a general election at some point this year, and it now seems that Rishi Sunak is playing the long game. And he's going to go for an autumn election. He'll do it, I would imagine, before Christmas. But anyway, around about September, October, I'd expect there to be a general election called. And that is when the proverbial hits the fan. Because I read, very interestingly, that Rishi Sunak himself could lose his own seat at the next general election due to tactical voting. And he wouldn't be the only Tories to fall. So who are the other Tories who might lose their seats? And I know you'll be in tears when I tell you that it's possible that Jeremy Hunt, rhyming slang, no, Liz Truss, Suella Braverman, Michael Gove, Deputy Prime Minister Oliver Dowden, all could join Rishi Sunak. And in the case of Rishi Sunak, where he's got a massive majority, or he did have a massive majority, it's predicted that he would hold on to his Richmond and North Allerton constituency by just 2% of the vote. But new analysis shows that the same number of voters in Mr. Sunak's said they would vote tactically to save or oust him. So it's gonna be touch and go. I suspect he'd probably survive, but a lot of the so-called big names definitely won't. They're gonna be gone. And of course, I mean, I like to see them all gone. This is the thing. The fact that only some of them will go is disappointing. It would be good if each and every one of them was wiped out. But I think we're pretty confident that vast numbers of Conservatives are going to be wiped out. And so many of the big so-called names that we've had to endure since 2019 are going to go. The only one who's going to survive, who's in government, that guaranteed to survive, is David Cameron. And that's because he's not in the Commons. He's in the Lords. So, you know, the only way to survive is to be in the Lords, but even that won't save him, because he will be out of government when the country overwhelmingly endorses the horrendous prospect of a Labour government. So, I mean, that we know that's what's incoming. And I have to say, I listen to certain other political commentators now holding the ground that I've been occupying for well over a year, saying that this Conservative Party is doomed. Labour will win, no ifs or buts. There's literally nothing that Rishi Sunak can do that can save them. There's nothing. Doesn't matter about, oh, he sent a flight to Rwanda. He could send a squadron of flights to Rwanda. He's still going to lose the election. And, you know, we know that the economy is, you know, not doing very well, to put it politely. And we know that, you know, people are basically exhausted with Conservatives. And the responsibility for that lies with the Conservatives. It lies with those commentators who have supported the Conservatives. I haven't. I mean, since March 2020, when Boris Johnson locked us down, that's when I realized that this Conservative Party is a proverbial shower. Well, that's like, you know, 4 years ago. So I can think of certain other esteemed political commentators who put out weekly podcasts, who not that long ago were still fantasizing that maybe, you know, maybe Rishi could turn it around, or maybe avoid a cataclysmic defeat. And then I see others fantasizing, oh, Suella Braverman, it would be a game changer if they brought her in. None of that's going to happen. What's going to happen is the obvious. We're going to plow on with this nightmare prime minister and his nightmare government. And the general election will be called, and he's going to lose bad, really, really badly. And, you know, as I say, I think he will lose not because people are going to Labour in droves, but because people will not vote for his party. the stay-at-home vote is going to be a significant factor. And the Tories are going to use, you know, the usual thing. Oh, listen, you got to vote for us to keep the other lot out. But why would people do that when we see if you vote Conservative, what you get is socialism, a light. And so that's why there's a complete disgust and a meltdown at the Conservatives. It's, you know, the Conservatives basically came into power in 2010. It's now 2024. After 14 long years of them proving that they cannot be trusted, that they go back on their words, that they sell us out, that they don't follow through in anything, that their policies are hopeless, that they're completely inept, that they're a bunch of globalist shills. After 14 years of that, the conservative part of the electorate, or at least a significant part of it, are going to say, I'm out. And so, Rishi Sunak, are you? Thanks for listening.